Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Lots of people with comments on the ongoing protests, some of them becoming riots around the United States. Is this the beginning of the end for the United States as we know it? Well, that's an optimistic viewpoint, and it's hard to be optimistic these days.
I mean, in the cycle of empires, sure. Right?
Yeah, it'd be really great if the United States falls and China or Russia take over.
Oh, come on. You know that's not likely to occur.
What?
Well,
yeah,
what I don't think that
do?
Would be
a land
great.
War?
But, you know.
No, you were just talking about the United States falling. What do you mean by that?
Meaning the United States would end, and then we would have 50 states after that. Each individual countries
sure.
that some might gather together. You might have the West Coast, Pacifica or whatever. It would be California, Washington, and Oregon.
Gotcha.
And,
so there might be some federations or confederations. That,
yeah, who knows what it would look like. But it's certainly not going to be the Russians invading the United States.
No, it likely wouldn't. It would just be China grabbing basically most of the globe.
My opinion would be that the, quote, fall of the United States, unquote, would look a lot like the fall of the former Soviet Union, right? They break
Soviet
into smaller
Union.
Countries, yeah. You know, they federate together, just like you said, that's kind of what it would look like.
I know you guys want to keep this going, but I've got some folks here who've been waiting patiently, so I want to go to the phones. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Let's do it.
Let's talk to Jill. She's in Richmond, Virginia, listening to WNTW. Go ahead, Jill.
Yes, I think what those cops did was outrageous. Don't put me on the jury because I already think they're as guilty as hell.
All right.
But the thing about rioting, the remark about burning down a police station because you pay taxes for it, that fails to take into account the fact that other people have also paid tax for it, and it's not just your individual police station that belongs to the other people too.
Well, that is the tragedy of the commons, right? Where the idea of communally owned property, whether it be a park or a police station or whatever government facility it is we're talking about, whenever everybody owns a thing, that nobody actually owns it. And
I beg to differ. Nobody paid taxes. They take taxes.
This is true.
Well,
they do.
Well, the taxes were taken from them, but they were taken from a whole lot of other people, too, is my point.
Correct. Yeah. That's true.
And that's what I think about. I was talking about this this to a friend of mine who is also a police officer, and and I said that what they did, I think, is murder. But that why does that give you the right to destroy somebody's store? What does that
it
store
doesn't.
Owner do? To, what does that store owner do to you? And she said she thought that might bring about a change, and it might cause something to go better. I don't believe in human sacrifice. I don't think it's right to sacrifice an innocent person's store because of some good you want to achieve.
Yeah. I totally agree with you there. And you know, again, I was watching some of these live streams over the last couple of days in the overnights, because that's when, you know, the most interesting stuff is happening.
Mm.
And sometimes you can hear the excuses for this. The stream in particular, Unicorn Riot, is definitely run by a communist, because he kept talking about expropriation. He was saying that people, the who we would call looters, were so-called expropriating the things.
Oh, you mean the proletariat.
These things from the Target or the other stores, which is, you know, another term for stealing.
Right.
And the way they justify this stealing is they say, oh, well, they're corporations, they've got insurance, they can rebuild the Target, but the victim can't get his life back.
They likely do have insurance, and likely... I don't know that that doesn't justify it,
no.
But the stores likely do have insurance.
They likely do, and it's likely true that Target will be fine after all is said and done. But that doesn't, it still doesn't excuse, I'm not making an excuse for destroying Target, okay?
Right.
I'm against all the private property destruction that's been going on in these protests. But saying, well, Target can come back, so it's no big deal. Well, what about the bookstore owner? What about the guy that owned the liquor store? What about the guy that owned the Indian restaurant that that got burned
down?
There
doesn't seem to be any discrimination here.
No.
They're not, like, going, leaving one shop, hitting another shop, going two more shops down. No.
It's just random.
Everything's on fire.
The Arby's, they completely torched the Arby's in Minneapolis.
America's
there.
Roast beef yesterday.
Yeah, it was really sad. Jill, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I definitely always appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So the sort of this appeal that they make to, well, Target can come back, but you can't bring back the victim's life.
Yeah.
That's true, but it's still not okay to destroy. Like, even if you think Target's an evil corporation, right? Because
right.
that was one of the other excuses. The guy in the stream was like, well, Target...
all corporations are evil to these leftists.
Well, and they do some awful things, no doubt.
To that extent... There is a point because corporations are a government fiction,
yes,
right? They're created
yes, they are.
As a way to
right.
gain favoritism and protection by governments. Correct.
Business
yes.
and trade and a free market, these
right.
are natural human behaviors.
Right.
And the fact that somebody may do business as a corporation in an atmosphere
you have
where,
to.
That benefits corporations
right.
Because all the other, you don't want to give another business the this huge, tremendous advantage.
Yes.
I mean, if Walmart was run as a family partnership or a sole proprietorship or any of these other, I mean, this isn't going to stop these looters from destroying.
Clearly.
And as I've learned recently, particularly from the move to New Hampshire, the use of corporations can be favorable to an individual seeking legal protection.
Right. I don't like the idea of corporations, but
right.
if I live in a world with corporations,
yeah,
I am not going to
one.
Prevent myself from having
right.
these legal fictions
mm-hmm.
in so much as I then expose myself
my
to
my preference
trouble.
Would be that legal fiction didn't exist and everybody
right.
had the equal playing field
I
that
think
you're
that
supposed
people
to
be
have
responsible.
In a free market.
People should be responsible for their actions.
Let's.
That includes politicians, police officers, rioters, looters, and whomever else.
Right. So when you go to the police department, you got my support. When you protest or even burn the thing down peacefully, you got my support.
Not me.
When you go to the police chief's house, when you go to the police officer's house, when you go to the mayor's house, you got my support because
you mean letting them know that you're dissatisfied in a form of a protest.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I just want to make a
I didn't say burn down their houses. I didn't say that, okay? But if you're targeting the actual people who are doing this violence, then you've got my support. As
right.
soon as you burn down somebody's business that has nothing whatsoever
yeah.
to do with this situation, then I'm no longer in support of what's going on. But the thing is, with a public event like this, like these, right, you don't know who's going to show up. And that's part of the problem is you can't control
in some
people.
Cases, it's agents provocateur.
That's
right.
where I was going with this. So the AutoZone that was smashed in Minneapolis a couple of days ago ended up being torched and burned, completely burned. The AutoZone window was first smashed. The first, because again, a lot of these things, it's a crowd mob mentality, right? If one person does an act of violence, other people
Once
then kick
starts.
In and
yeah.
they follow up with more acts of destruction. And the police know this. And some of these cops are, even worse than some of the other cops. So what happened?
I don't know how this ends up, but I mean, there's ample evidence in past riots. I don't know
yep.
about this one, but in past riots of agents provocateur.
Yep.
I mean, the evidence is out there. And in
sure.
fact, the state killings. Way, way, way back, it's beginning. There's evidence that that was it, and that it was agent provocateur there.
Yeah. So in this case. And I'm not going to say it was an agent provocateur in every, smashing or destruction or whatever. But
no, that's
case,
not the way riots
in
work.
In the case of the AutoZone, which was one of the earliest ones, by the way, this was the beginning. Essentially, the AutoZone was one of the very first buildings to be destroyed in Minneapolis over the last few days.
They got into the zone.
There was a guy dressed in all black who had a gas mask on, like a full-on, filters
yeah.
and gas mask. He had a gas mask on, was carrying a black umbrella. And he shows up and just smashes in one of the windows on the AutoZone and starts to immediately leave the scene.
The internet quickly dubbed him the Umbrella Man.
Yeah, and the other protesters that were around there were not in support of what he did. They actually came after him with video and started asking him questions. Well, he's like
leaving they, as quickly as he can.
They asked him if he was an effing cop.
That happened, yeah. Right. So, and he's like a big hulking guy, and he, you know, turns around, because there's like this little black guy comes up to him, and he's like, he says to somebody like, hold my blunt. He goes after this guy, and he's trying to hold him accountable for bashing in the window. The cop turns, or what we thought was a cop, and turns out he is. He turns around and tries to menace this dude to get him to stop following him, and then he asks if he's a cop. Well, what happened was the internet started to investigate this guy. They found photos of a St. Paul police officer that the eyes matched up on this guy. You can see through the gas mask. And then his ex-girlfriend came out and said, yeah, that's him. I recognize his gait. I know what he looks like. That's the guy. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms.
You might not get in right now, though, but keep trying.
Yeah. Well, actually, we do have some folks on Discord. I just noticed because I accidentally had the thing minimized. But now they're there, and I can see you, so we'll get to you. And actually, the phone lines are completely occupied at the moment, so if you're trying to call the toll-free line, you're going to likely get a busy signal. People have things to say. Imagine that when it comes to police departments being torched, when it comes to private businesses being torched.
Riots.
Riots actually going on across the United States, and the weekend...
2020 is really shaping up to be something, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no doubt. The weekend isn't even half over yet at this point. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And also want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com for bringing you this program, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com, great place to go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, because now's the time. If you haven't yet taken the time to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, get on over to Bitcoin.com, go through their introductory sections of the website, and get it down, because it's time. This thing is a huge phenomenon, and it's not going to get smaller over time. It's going to become, I'm predicting here that, you know, cryptocurrency is going to continue rising in value.
Well, let's make another prediction, and that sounds a lot safer. The government will continue to spend like a drunken sailor. The
unprecedented spending this year, by the way.
The national debt will balloon well above $40 trillion, probably within the next...
4 years?
5 years.
Yeah.
And that the United States dollar will purchase less in the future than it did.
Guaranteed.
Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies largely were created to address this issue. And if you think that those are problems, you really should look at this one solution.
Well, and the U.S. dollar's purchasing power is less now than it was in January.
That's true as well. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Greg. He's in Rockford, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I love your guys' show. It's provocative.
Thanks.
I heard a report from our Grand Rapids Wood TV and Wood Radio, both the mayor of Minneapolis and the governor of Minnesota, said that a lot of these protesters that were doing the destruction were not even from the city or the state of Minnesota. And you guys touched on that. Finally, the agents of provocateur, I guess you could call them. And that's what's actually kind of going out around the country now, is the agents of provocateur. They're not actual residents destroying their own property. It's people coming in that come in and say, hey, let's burn down the Target.
Surprise, it turns out the guy who destroyed the AutoZone or began the destruction of the AutoZone was apparently an undercover police officer. Now, whether he was being paid to go and do that or he just wanted to go and start some so he would have the excuse to crack some heads later is another question.
Right. We don't know what the reason is, but I can tell you that there's been instances where they arrest firemen for setting fires because they want to put out fires.
For this specific guy, the St. Paul Police Department, this from the Independent. The St. Paul Police Department acted to curb speculation and address the rumor in a series of tweets telling them that the officer in question had an alibi and was on duty. They said, we are aware of the social media post that erroneously identifies one of our officers as the person, the umbrella man, as the person caught on video breaking windows in Minneapolis. The tweet reads, we've seen it, we've looked into it, and it's false.
They're liars.
The police are denying that it's the same dude.
Yeah. These are the same cops who lie about a ton of crap. Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. I appreciate hearing from you. Who are, in point of fact, legally allowed to lie to you and trained to lie to you. So why anybody believes these people, I will never understand it. We continue here.
Not, what you say is not false. They are certainly allowed to lie to you.
And they're trained to lie to you in certain circumstances.
And what you've said as far as the girlfriend identifying this cop appears to be true. I don't know whether this is the case. The police are the ones who are supposed to investigate this.
Yeah, they're going
to
not investigate that very hard.
That's the problem. in giving over a monopoly. Yeah. Right?
I know. I want to go back to you, more of your calls here. Jacob is in Farmington, New Mexico, says he is in law enforcement. Go ahead, Jacob.
I am, yes, sir. I've been in law enforcement for over a decade. I've assisted in investigations where we've arrested, fired, and charged not only other fellow cops, but
really
detention officers. And so, let me preface this with I'm totally for safe protests, not burning things down. In fact, I think we're going to have one up here soon.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, and I just want to have a civil conversation, but I just don't know if some of this rhetoric is unhealthy. I mean, I can tell you, from my point of view, with the department I work with, most, if not all, are, we got into this job to help people, right? I mean, there's going to be bad apples. I understand that. But, I mean, lumping all cops together as bad guys and that we're going to lie and cheat and beat people, is this healthy for...
I hope that hasn't happened here, but you would agree that police are allowed to lie in the course of an investigation, right?
If it assists in our investigation, but we're not, we can't alter police reports, we can't certain things, but if we're interrogating someone, we can
lie.
I just want to make that clear, is that one, that's one of the issues,
that's,
here, right?
That's like what they're trying to do.
In the course of an investigation, but if I lie, it's a problem. In the course of an investigation, if you lie, it's not.
Well, and let me be clear, too. I'm not, I don't work for the Fed, so if you lie to me, I could, it's not a, like, I'm not going to charge
right.
you for it. You see what I'm
That's
saying?
True. There's
it's
not,
not
a criminal
charge like it is for the FBI,
right.
Where, by the way, the
right.
FBI doesn't take the time to even use a recording device like they were doing, I don't know, in the 70s in every other policing organization. So, the FBI is a completely different animal as far as it goes here, and their accountability appears to be significantly even less.
Jacob, I see where you're coming from, and I do appreciate that there are some law enforcement people who did get into law enforcement. Enforcement for what they believe were the right reasons. It is frustrating to see people who are intending to be good take a job where they are instructed to hurt peaceful people on a regular basis, whether it be somebody who might possess a plant or a chemical that has not been approved by their government masters, or whether it be harassing teenagers for drinking underage, as probably 90% of police did when they were underage.
I agree, and I didn't want to get into politics, but I am all for, I want big time less government, okay?
I'm all for
that, but, and I don't like a lot of the laws on the books in New Mexico. I think they're just, why the hell do we need them? But I
guess I'm with you, man. Go ahead.
That's my other question, though, too, is, look, this is, I like my job. It's a job that feeds my family, but, at some point, and I don't like all the laws, like I said, but what's a better thing to do? And
good question. That's a good question, Jacob. And that, we're not going to have a whole lot of time to get into all the details on the answer tonight, but the better thing to do would be to not have a monopoly on protective services. We actually have an open marketplace where people could pay for the services that they're looking for and not be forced to pay for murder and things like that. More coming up here. Thanks for the call, Jacob. I appreciate it.
When we adopted Buddy, who is a lab, we didn't know that he can't eat like a normal dog. He has to eat sitting up, sit-ups, so just put him down. His life expectancy maximum is 3 years. Well, he's 6 years old now, and I attribute most of that to DinoVite and a lot of love.
DinoVite .com.
I heard about DinoVite on the radio and started mixing it in with his food. And it's changed everything.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Yes, he has a nice shiny coat. Yes, it helps with keeping a good, healthy weight on him. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of DinoVite.
DinoVite for life.
We take him to the vet now, and they can't believe it. I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
2-1-0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley have made it safely into orbit in the Crew Dragon. SpaceX is now the first privately owned company to fly humans to the International Space Station.
On behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Paula. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
In Minneapolis, protests continue over the killing of George Floyd while in police custody. In Oakland, California, a federal security officer was killed during a demonstration. A second officer was also injured in a shooting outside the federal courthouse. This is USA Radio News. The Minnesota National Guard is being mobilized after another night of chaos and violence. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says innocent people as well as many businesses are being harmed.
Our Minneapolis residents are scared and rightfully so. We've seen long-term institutional businesses overridden. We've seen community institutions set on fire. And I want to be very, very clear. The people that are doing this are not Minneapolis residents.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King is fighting for his political life in next Tuesday's primary. King was rebuked by the House Republican leadership and stripped of his committee assignments in January of last year after remarks he made that were deemed racist. King, who has served 8 terms in Congress, earlier said he would get back his committee posts if reelected. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he never made those assurances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With protests and riots spreading across the United States, you want to weigh in on this? You're welcome to join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. By the way, AnyPay is one of our wonderful sponsors here on Free Talk Live. And they're doing some really cool stuff when it comes to accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Dash. At your point of sale, you can go to AnyPayInc.com to get started there. Or better yet, just go download the AnyPay Cash Register app and get started using AnyPay to accept cryptocurrency payments. Whether you're running a storefront with that hopefully has not been smashed and burned in, but if you're running a storefront and you're serving your community,
it sure is a good year for small business.
This is a good way to be able to get some payments from them. In the new thing, which is cryptocurrency, you can go to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com, or again, just download the AnyPay Cash Register app. It's available for iOS, it's available for Android, and all you got to do is a quick little setup. You connect the app to your crypto wallet, and if you don't have a crypto wallet yet, there's some really good ones out there. I like Edge Wallet. I like Exodus Wallet. Those are my two favorites at the moment. And so you get that connected, and then you're ready to accept payments. I mean, it's literally a few moments of your time to get this set up. There's no asking for permission. You don't have to apply. You don't have to beg somebody, you know, to let you into their system.
Right.
You just go and do it. AnyPay Cash Register, go check it out, AnyPayInc.com. We go back to more of your calls and thoughts here. First up, Tom is in Kansas listening to KINA in Salina. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, good evening. I love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, these businesses that are getting hit by these protesters, they're going to end up leaving the neighborhood. and because they're not going to be able to get insurance, and then we're just going to hear the it's probably a minority neighborhood complaining, you know, we have no jobs, no businesses. But one of the main things I want to bring in tonight is in Wichita, Kansas, the sheriff's department there, the property room, has been, all the good stuff has been taken out, $145,000 in cash, numerous firearms, and all of the drugs, you know, from cocaine.
Wait a minute. Crack. Was it the police who raided their own room, or are you saying protesters?
Yeah, they say that two of the officers in charge of the property room are suspects, but they haven't been charged.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Surprise.
I think that the value of the narcotics is over $1 million.
Wow.
So the parasites and the mafia.
Charge them. And what's good about it is that 50 of the cases, they've dismissed 30 of them already because they say, well, the evidence is gone, so we can't go to court.
You know, that does make me think, how many of the, how much do you want to bet? Precinct 3 in Minneapolis, right before the cops took off, they also took the evidence out of the evidence room, but didn't mention it, right? Like, oh, whoops, we left it there, except they stuffed their pockets full of all the drugs.
What about all the firearms that are in the police precinct?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you hear stories all the time.
Great point.
Yeah, you hear stories all the time about folks who got busted with, you know, oh, yeah, I knew that dude. He got busted. He had 40 pounds of marijuana on him. But then the report is like, 20 pounds. Yeah, exactly.
You know, the movie The French Connection?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the two, that, when that heroin was seized by the police, two police officers took it from the property room and they sold it back to the, you know, the dealers or the mob. And they were just fired. And that's a true story.
That's it, fired. A lot of times, by the way, when the police get... Because don't let the police fool you. Because most of the time they won't fire bad officers. They just kind of brush it under the rug. And, you know, the police investigation, the internal investigation comes up and says, well, our officers were doing things by the book. We're going to give them a promotion. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
But on the rare occasion that you actually see an officer fired, and in the case of Minneapolis, they did fire him. But on the rare occasion you see an officer fired, 9 times out of 10... that guy's name will pop up again in the news because some department across the state hires him. So most of the time when cops
or
are fired,
in some other state or whatever,
or wherever, they're not actually blackballed from policing. They're just fired from that one department, and then they're free to go and get a job at any other department anywhere else. It happens all the time. In fact, with the Parkland, you remember the Parkland shooting a few years ago in Florida where there was a mass shooting at a high school campus?
Yes.
And there was a cop who got fired because he didn't do anything. Remember him cowering outside of the shooting, just waiting for whatever he was waiting for, more cops to show up or whatever. Yep. He didn't do anything. They made a big show about firing that guy. He got rehired this year with full back pay.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so, I mean...
That happens a lot, too.
Yeah, just because they fire a cop doesn't mean he's actually gone from policing.
Yeah, imagine this Derek Chauvin guy just thinking about how much back pay he's going to get whenever he's rehired at another police department.
Tom, thank you for your call and sharing your thoughts with us here. And you're right. I mean, it's destroying this private property. It's just so sad. They make these excuses. These communists make their excuses about, oh, well, you know, the one life is more important than Target or these corporations, this and that. But what about the jobs?
I mean, think about it for a second. I mean, how much has Target brought to our world in so much as it makes our lives better? I mean, you know, all the lives that came before us, how much their lives sucked. I mean, think about your grandfather and grandmother and how difficult their lives were.
Oh, yeah.
Their great-grandfathers. I mean, exactly when did indoor plumbing come along? Target makes it a lot easier to live a much better life. What is that worth?
Look, I'm a critic of Target and some of these mega corporations, right? Like, one of the guys on the stream at Unicorn Riot pointed out that there's some allegations, apparently, that Target has hired slave labor in China. In the case of the Uyghurs, the Muslims who are being enslaved in camps in northwestern China. And so, I mean, those things are wrong. Target, of course, also was verbally or visually supporting the idea of a national service program.
But, I mean, I just want to say this because it seems super obvious, but who the heck named that company?
It's a horrible name, right? Like, your name is frickin' Target.
You're asking for
right?
it.
Like, I mean, couldn't you have named your company something slightly different than a red bullseye?
Let's go to Mike. He's in. He's on the road to Nashville. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I wanted to say, the future here. I'm making a prediction. So, first off, everybody agrees that was wrong, that guy, you know, the police officer murdered him. You know,
Derek Chauvin, I believe is his name. Derek Chauvin.
The murderer. Yeah. One of them.
Everybody on the globe is in agreement with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the future coming, which I can see a little bit here, is the Emmy, the medical examiner, is going to come out and say, all right, well, he's, you know, he had some sort of pre-existing condition, some sort of artery thing.
They're already saying that.
Okay, so that means that, like, the police officer contributed to his murder, which he'll probably get manslaughter, and it's just going to start riots again after, because, you know, the conviction isn't going to be enough.
So it's an interesting question, and it's pretty clear that probably that's the case. Because, I mean, it's like, this isn't the first guy that had a knee in his upper back or neck or wherever this knee went. And but he does appear to be one of the first to die from it. And but if you were anybody but a police officer did this particular activity, this would absolutely be called a murder, even if it was a contributing factor to the death, as opposed to, because, I mean, you're just not supposed to be doing that. And I don't think it's in the manual either, from what I can, from what cops are saying on the internet.
No, he'll probably get 15 to 20, but I mean, it's just, you know, you can't say
I don't think he's going to do any time.
15 to 20 months, maybe.
I don't think he's going to do any time.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. You can't say that. He went, you know, he clocked in for a shift and said, you know, I'm going to go out and arrest somebody and kill somebody.
Right. I don't think it's first-degree murder, personally. That's my opinion on it. I mean, I know a lot of people are heated up here, but it just doesn't look like first-degree murder to
me. Mike, thank you for the call, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight. Feel free to call us any old time. We got plenty more Free Talk Live on the way. Phones are loaded up.
I will say there does appear to be some relationship previously between the perpetrator and the victim.
They worked at the same place, it turned out.
And that makes things a lot more suspicious.
It wasn't clear whether they actually knew each other, though. It was a fairly large club. They both worked in security. The cop was, like, the outside security or something like that. Anyway, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live enough time. If you want to join us here, we got more than an hour of this live Saturday edition continuing.
We'll do it live.
And we are.
Epic.
Just without the profanity. thanks, FCC. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it's just so frustrating. You know, it's 2020, and you still can't say the F word on the radio.
I wonder, it's not that I'm dying to say the F word on the radio, but I think that what's fair to do is let's make a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who are we trying to protect? The children, right? It's always the children. As if, ladies and gentlemen, look at yourself. Like, think about your birth date, and try to imagine a 10-year-old, you know, with his transistor radio, bedtime being 9 o'clock. I mean, does any of this stuff make sense? I mean, no. Do any of the words coming into my mouth sound like reality today? A 10-year-old with his transistor radio underneath his covers, listening to Free Talk Live,
plus,
and being shocked and appalled by us saying the F-bomb, whereas, how about this? That same 10-year-old goes over to his friend's house, grabs their iPad, goes on some porn website, and actually sees this word being performed.
When I was 10 years old, I was listening to the Dr. Demento show on Sunday nights after bedtime.
I would
sneak my little cheap Emerson boombox into my bedroom and turn on the Dr. Demento show and listen to all the demented music.
Love it. Love it.
But it was just music.
Because I wasn't allowed to.
Right.
Exactly. Well,
my mother heard that Benny Hill theme song,
mm-hmm.
and I had to change the channel.
We're going to the phones here. You can share your thoughts. But even now, you've got politicians now, like Trump, who say profanities regularly as, you know, part of the things that they do and it gets reported on. So, you know, can we play the live feed from Minneapolis? No. Legally, we probably... I mean, it would be an interesting argument because, on one hand, it's news, and we should be able to report the news without having to censor it.
And it's protected by free speech.
You would think. But on the other hand, the FCC says you can't say the F-word on the radio, and people on that feed are saying the F-word.
You had mentioned that, you know, it's 2020 and, you know, that kind of thing, and we've talked about 2020.
Yeah.
I wonder what 2020 is going to look like in hindsight.
Excellent. Excellent question. Clearly, I would think. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Derek J. Freeman is on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, life is good here in peaceful Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Nice. People are out having parties, and the businesses are serving customers, and nothing is on fire. It's a great place to be if you love freedom.
Did you guys have a protest today in Portsmouth?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Can you go inside of a bar in Portsmouth and have a cocktail in air conditioning?
You know, I don't know. No. I haven't tried.
The answer is no.
But Dr. Demento rocks. That last caller is incorrect that everyone agrees that that guy was in the wrong, the
Which
police
guy?
Officer.
Oh, okay.
It's easy in hindsight to say that because we know what happened. But in the moment, there's no way they could have known that the guy was going to die. And I think
but they could have known that they were crushing his throat, and they could have known that they were squeezing the life out of him because he let them know by saying he couldn't breathe. That's the first clue that you're killing a man.
All people under arrest say that. And you and I know. I've been like, hey, you know, these are too tight. Get these off.
I've been under arrest, and I've never said I can't breathe because no cop was choking me.
I've been under arrest, and I told them that the handcuffs were too tight, and they actually loosened them up for me.
Sure. Well, they get that all the time, and I think in some cases they're right to ignore it. So I just want to play John Adams. He defended the Redcoats involved in the Boston Massacre here. And I say Ian is wrong that what they were doing is murder, because that involves knowing that you're killing someone. And I know I have a bias against cops, but I value justice and truth more than painting the world with my bias. So think about this. Ian, you say the cop with his knee on the guy's neck knew he was murdering the suspect, and the other three cops standing by also knew that a murder was taking place. Yeah, so why would they do that?
Because they can get away with it.
But they have body cameras on. It's broad daylight.
Hasn't
people
stopped
are recording
them before.
It. They know
they believe it's
their
job.
Life.
They do this crap all the time, Derek J., and you know that. They
Mark
have no problem
wrong.
Recording it.
Mark is wrong that they're just taking businesses at random. There was a store that had a big sign that said, this is a black-owned business, and it was completely passed by. What would it be like if someone put up a sign that said, this is a white-owned business, and they passed that by and destroyed the others? What would we say about that?
I don't know. That doesn't sound likely.
And, boy, it's great people recognize Agents Provocateur, because that happens. They are there, and it's very bad. But it's important for people to record, and there's so many people recording with their video cameras. Mm-hmm. And thank God that they're doing that, because the more video, the more reality we know what actually happened. And I think these people who are stealing and looting should be identified and brought to justice, because stealing is wrong, and looting has no place in a civilized society.
Totally agree with that.
They'll probably get them later with the cameras and stuff like that. I mean, at some point, but
I saw a zoom in
some
of one white kid amongst a sea of looters who were not white, and he was getting away with a new set of Legos.
Well, Ian said there'd be more liberty if the cops never came back, but I don't think he's right. I think that there's currently more liberty in a situation with police because the people don't have the philosophy of liberty already ingrained in them. They don't have personal responsibility. They see the cops are gone, they go right to looting. They do crime. And so I say there's more liberty for a person who's like a business owner.
Well, they're not going to do crime if there's business owners guarding their stores with weapons. There's a great story.
That's not happening.
Actually, it is. DailyCaller.com had a story a few days ago about a group of self-described, quote, heavily armed rednecks guarded several shops against looters Wednesday night as riots erupted across Minneapolis, when Minnesota Reformer reporter Max Nesterak asked two men with rifles standing outside a tobacco shop to identify themselves. One man responded, "Free Americans." While the men
if you think Minneapolis looks like a situation of more liberty, I think you're crazy.
I didn't
that's
say
not
that.
The kind of liberty that I would want. Well, you said that there, if the cops don't come back, they'd have more liberty. I don't see that as reality at all, given what the people are acting like right now. I say they have more liberty if they can trust that there's, when people steal from their store, there's going to be consequences.
Yeah, well, there should be consequences, but you can't count on the police to provide those consequences. You've got to do it yourself.
Well, I guess this is proof that you can't count on the police to do it, because the police,
they left
and ran. But, I mean, they created the problem to start with.
That's right.
But at the same time,
this has been a long time coming.
You know, what I would say is it's not like we have to have poor customer service in the form of a service organization.
You do if it's a monopoly. You do if it's a monopoly.
I don't know about you guys, but I would rather have the freedom to seek justice to my own personal satisfaction.
Right.
And then depend on the state
that
to do
is,
it for me.
We had that at one point, and it's the reason that we have the judicial system we have today.
Well, no, hold on.
It's just going to be murders.
Hold on. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. If you look at Detroit, so there's a recent example of what I'm talking about, Derek J., and I would think that you'd be aware of this. Maybe you've forgotten about the threat. I think it's called the Threat
Defense
Center.
Distributed?
Threat Distributed.
Or something?
Yeah, that might be it. But Defense Distributed makes the Ghost Gunner there in Texas. Right. That's different.
Dale Brown.
Yeah. In Detroit, the police literally did just kind of leave a few sections of the city of Detroit. Now, I've not lived there. This is what I've read, okay? I've seen interviews with Dale Brown from the Threat Management Center. Mm-hmm. And so you had a situation where the police department in a certain area of Detroit basically said, well, we're just going to be open business hours Monday through Friday or, you know, maybe weekends, but you can't come here at night anymore. You can't. And if you tried to, like, report something that was going on, they wouldn't show up at all. It wouldn't be like you'd wait an hour or two. They just wouldn't come. And so
that guy's a hero.
Yeah. Well, I would tell our listeners what he did. This guy created a private defense company that offers different levels of service to people. You want somebody 24/7 on your property? He's got that.
Yep.
You want somebody driving through every hour, every 3 hours, or whatever? You want to team up with other neighborhoods to do a large contract between the different neighborhoods for these private defense people?
Yep.
He's got that. You want to go there and do a self-defense course where they teach you how to defend yourself and learn what the best locks are to put on your house? He's got that. So, like, there's different levels of service that you can buy from this guy. He is providing business owners and neighbors and individuals with protection services in the absence of the state. And that's what would rise up. Yeah, you would see some chaos for a little while after the police leave a given area.
Like you did in Detroit.
People aren't going to put up with that crap for long. Yeah. They want to have a normal life that doesn't involve being afraid when they leave their houses, and the marketplace will respond if it were free to do so, but right now it's not, because if you try to compete with the police, they'll consider you a competing gang and they'll arrest you.
Well, gee, I hope you're right, but a collapsed state is not the same thing as a libertarian paradise.
Sure,
and
no
I think
doubt.
It's more freedom, but less liberty in the short term.
And in
more
the short
freedom,
term, you're right.
Liberty.
These people don't
if you survive the short term, Ian.
These people don't. Well, you could die tonight. These people don't.
Probably
who are doing
not
these
from
protests.
A riot in Keene, New Hampshire.
And most people aren't dying from the riots. These people are not libertarians. Okay, so obviously, whatever it is that comes after this, if they manage to take down the system like some of them want to do, they don't know what they want to replace it with.
To get them to have the libertarian philosophy, they must first be incentivized to be responsible.
Oh, good they call. Know what they want. They want a cart full of TVs because
Derek
that's
J.,
what they got.
Thank you for the call, man. I definitely appreciate it. We got hour number three. That's not fair, Mark. Not all of them are there to loot. In fact, I would say it's probably a minority of what are thousands of individuals who are out in the streets in Minneapolis. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.